Sawadee krap, welcome back to Thai League Central. It's been roughly, I think, a month almost since the last time we sat here and did a pod. I'm your host, Ta Lau. Today, I'm joined by Paul Murphy. It is some midweek madness going on here as we're going to preview you all the games for match day 12 that you should look forward to, as well as recap what just ended a couple of minutes ago here as we're recording on Wednesday, November 18th. Sing Shing Rai just beat SCG Mueang Thong 2-1. So before we go and preview the games coming up in Match Day 12, we're going to focus on this one. Paul, just ended. You and I spoke off camera. Dramatic game. I guess very fun in terms of the attacking and all the action base that was going on the pitch. Lots of talking points, though, regarding the calls from the referee and VAR and all that stuff. What's your main takeaway from it?
It was one of the best games of the season, without doubt. It was a lot of drama, a lot of chances at both ends. But ultimately, the winning goal came from a VAR call, which was, again, very controversial. Extreme delay. The referee spoke to the VAR room for several minutes. I mean, what went on in that conversation, I have no idea. Because if they thought they needed to review it, why didn't they just tell them straight away, It's a possible handball? The handball itself, we saw multiple camera angles. The referee looked at it several times. For me, it still wasn't clearly hitting the hand. It might have done, but the angles I saw, in no way was it conclusive. In those cases, when there's doubt, you shouldn't give the penalty, in my view.
Yeah.
So I just thought it spoiled the game a little bit. After that, it got very fractious. The referee came under a lot of pressure, made a few more bad calls. So, and then in the end, we saw the strange red card at the end, some more drama towards the end with a couple of goal line clearances from Chiang Rai. Over the piece, I thought Mueang Thong United were very unlucky to lose, given what they contributed to the game. But it was certainly a dramatic game of football.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Jackson Quayle, Jaja, getting two goals against his former club. Silencing the critics, I should say. But I mean, those opportunities he converted, I mean, it is pretty, you know, clear-cut chances. One one-on-one opportunity against Dam Van Lam, and then also a penalty that he tucks away after, of course, all that VAR check. But just before we move on, talking a bit about the teams here, Chiang Rai, before they head out to ACL, second place, looks like that ACL spot for next year is going to be a guarantee for them. How confident do you think Chiang Rai will hold on to a spot in Asia's most prestigious competition?
Well, they're in a good position, but I think certainly Port can catch them. They've played 14 games now, I think.
Yeah, they have.
If Port can keep up their winning streak, they'll overtake them, I think. So
yeah, for sure.
BG obviously we expect. So they might, I think, they certainly get a playoff spot by the looks of it, but I'm not sure they'll get a group stage guarantee with a top two finish at the midway point.
Yeah, they're at 26 points now, 14 games played. Port's at 22 points with 10 games played. So definitely, I mean, 4 points in between them. If Port win it out, they're going to leapfrog them for sure. Now, looking at SCG Mueang Thong, Mario Jurowski, he started perfect, you know, one away at Taro, one away at Buriram, back home, took care of things at against Patna, Nick Home City in the FA Cup, and now going away to Chiang Rai. Mueang Thong's not lost to Chiang Rai in over 8 years, and that streak has come to an end. As we see, 2020, lots of streaks coming to an end this year. But for Mueang Thong, going forward, they play again this weekend against Korat. I guess heads up from here. I mean, it wasn't that bad of a performance today, was it?
No, I mean, I've enjoyed watching Mueang Thong since Mario took over, to be honest. They've adopted a much more entertaining approach. There's great movement up front, lots of options. They create a lot of chances. So I don't think they'll be overly disappointed with the performance. I think Mario will use the refereeing performance as a way to galvanise the players. I think he'll shift the onus, the blame on the referee to make sure the players stay motivated and keep their morale up. And I think he'll use that possibly to good effect on Sunday. I don't think they'll be too downhearted after the performance tonight. The result's obviously very disappointing, however, for them.
That's it for the Chiang Rai's last game, as they now will fly out to Qatar, I believe. Is that where the AFC Champions League is, Paul?
In the bubble, yes.
Yes, in the bubble. Now, let's shift our attention now to match day 12. Of course, we have a Friday night action. And Paul, believe it or not, Port is back at Pat Stadium. Yes, it's been that long. The last time we spoke, they played at Leo Stadium in a win against Bajuup. Now, the lights are back on, new generators. Everything's taken care of by Madam. They're going to host Suphanri 6:30 p.m. kickoff on Friday. Port in a win streak. So are Suphanri. I mean, Suphanri haven't lost in a while, and they've taken care of business as well in their game. So two sides really looking for, a boost in terms of league position. We're seeing Port almost guarantee an ACL spot. They could, like we said earlier, move all the way up to second place if they win out all their games. How do you see this one playing out? It's a Friday night game, Port back home in front of their home fans.
It's a huge boost to Port to be back at their own stadium, assuming that the electricity holds out this time. They're on a winning streak, as you said. I don't think they've played particularly well during that time, from what I've seen anyway. I mean, certainly against Bangkok United a couple of weeks ago, I don't think either side were very good, to be honest. I thought it was a poor quality game. They got the late goal and survived a controversial moment in added time as well with a penalty claim. I saw them in the FA Cup. They obviously started with a much changed 11. Mm-hmm. And they had to bring on the big hitters to save the game a little bit. They almost on the end of a shock in that one.
Yeah,
and obviously they've beaten, you know, Rayong, Pratchuab, Trat, teams you would expect them to beat. So it may be misleading to suggest they're on great form. That being said, Suphanri, it's the kind of game Port usually win home to a team like Suphanri. And as you said, Suphanri have got a couple of good results recently. Thumped Police Terrell 5-0 last time out, which was a bit of a strange result, to be honest. But they'll be full of confidence because of that. And I think it may be tough. I mean, I can imagine it being quite tight early on, but I think Port will pull through in the end and get a win. We have heard rumours, of course, about Port getting restless with their players. Heberty probably on his way out, Bolly coming in. And, Port made some mistakes, I think, at this time last year when they made too many changes to what was a reasonably good formula. And it's just going to be interesting to see what they do to change things up at the halfway point. But they're certainly in the best position to seal that second ACL spot.
Yeah, and you know, as you were speaking, I went and checked some stats regarding how these two sides, did facing each other last year. And Port actually won both, the games home and away. But the season before in 2018, they split the game. So I mean, there's always a chance. You know, it is the Thai League. You never know what's going to happen. We've seen so many upsets in the past few years, especially in this season as well. So Port favorite in this one. I think that coming back at home and being able to play in front of their home fans again, that's going to be a major, major boost because there is no other place like Pat Stadium. And looking at Suphanri, yes, they did, destroy Police Terrell, but Police Terrell haven't looked that good either. I mean, since the return of the COVID break, yes, they've played well. Yes, they've, Rongsun's building a team there, but in terms of execution and in terms of getting the result, I don't think that the team is living up to the hype a lot of people thought Police Terrell were gonna get. So yeah, definitely, I think Port is favorite in this one. I'm also looking forward to see how they line up because there was the Thai League squad, there's the FA Cup squad. Now you get a bit of time for players, if there's injuries and things like that, to, for players coming back. I know Bonilla is coming back. I think Tanaboon is also coming back. So interesting to see how he does. And yeah, if Hebert, he's not fit yet, let's see how the team plays without him. So yeah, lots of talking points for this one. I'm predicting a Port win. I think they're going to take care of things. I'm going to go 2-0 to Port. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I think Port will do the job, possibly 3-1, a couple of goals in it. I can see it being level at halftime. I think Port will get the goals they need in the second half, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, let's go now to Saturday. This one is a 6 p.m. kickoff between first place. Yes, team in first place, BG Pathum. 29 points, 11 games played. They're going to host Chonburi, who's in sixth. Play the same amount of games, 11 games. They're at sixth place with 19 points, so 10 points in between them. BG, again, undefeated so far this season. Well, for Chonburi, they did just come away from a very, very big win in the FA Cup away to Suraport. And before that, their last league game, they beat Ratchaburi in a late dramatic fashion as they took care of business there at home. Now, these two sides, very familiar to each other. They've been around Thai football for a long time. It seems like it's the tides have turned a little bit, because Chonburi used to be that bigger historic club. Now BG is the rising one, and they're back at home against a side that's, you know, way, I guess, below them in terms of points tally. So how do you see this one? Do you think BG, they're just going to go straight to business and go and take the 3 points here? Or do you think Chonburi's got something to prove?
Chonburi, I think it's been the same for the last couple of years. They're very difficult to predict. They can come and make it very difficult for teams. They can pull off some big results, but they can also be extremely disappointing and fall flat. This looks like the kind of game to me where BG will struggle. Because I think they've been really good in the big games so far this season, BG. We've been impressed by the way they've played against teams like Buriram, Port, Chiang Rai, Sukhothai. They went there and won quite convincingly, even if the scoreline wasn't that much so. But I don't know, Chonburi are organised, they spoil play. So it's a little bit, they're both quite pragmatic teams, and I can see them, Chonburi, digging in and making it difficult for BG, because they're not expected to go there and attack. They'll kind of sit there, they'll be quite happy to get a point. So I think they'll just invite BG onto them and try and hit them on the break. In a way, I mean, I remember seeing Chonburi at Tero last month, and, you know, they did a good job on Tero. They kind of they knew how they played. They were well prepared for them. They broke up the way they played, and they won the game. They beat Ratchaburi last time out. That was an impressive result. Equally, they lost 3-0 at home to Chiang Rai United, which is a poor display. But don't forget, Chonburi are still in with a chance of a Champions League qualifications sort of playoff spot.
Yeah.
So they might have their eye on that. I expect them to be well prepared for this, and I think they have the ability to take a point. I've got a feeling about this one.
Yeah, I think, you know, from looking at the stats, in the past 2 years, they played each other. Obviously, not last season because BG were in T2. But in the last 2 years, in 2018, BG won at home. In 2017, BG also won at home. So it seems like this fixture in the past, I guess, 4 or 5 years looking back, BG's only lost to Chonburi once. So maybe we're seeing a little bit of a trend here. I know the teams have changed, obviously, with managers, with new players coming in. But I think, you know, looking at it from that perspective of how they've played each other in the previous years, BG's coming on top. It seems like Chonburi's not been able to deal with them. And with this year, with the way BG's playing, I can't disagree with that. I think that they're going to win this one. I don't see Chonburi providing a lot of threat going forward. I think that they do have some options. I mean, Boskovic and Kion can certainly score goals, but with BG's defense, I think they're good enough to be able to hold their ground. Of course, Victor and Tunez got the rest they needed. They didn't play in the All-Star game against the Thai national team. So they've rested, they're very healthy. And I see BG continuing their perfect run so far. I do agree though that Chonburi have that ability to maybe cause some issues. You know, Sassom is somebody who loves playing as the underdog, but you know, the way the BG are this year, I think they're miles ahead of Chonburi, so they're gonna take care of this one. I think it's gonna be 2-0 as well. So 2-0 for both this game and the last game. What do you think of the scoreline for this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Chonburi to take a point. I think obviously BG are going to be favourites, but we saw BG struggle at home to Rayong. They had to rely on two penalties to get a win. Uh-huh. We saw them struggle against Samut Prakan City, where they end up drawing. So I can see possibly a similar story here. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be surprised to see a BG victory.
Yeah.
But I've got a feeling, just what I've seen of Chonburi this season, they could go there and cause a bit of trouble and upset the form book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I like that you're disagreeing with me. It's good. We have something to talk to talk about in our group chat. all right, let's move on now to Sunday. This is a 6:30 p.m. kickoff between Sukhothai and Buriram. Wow, it seems like this game, it might be the first time these two sides face off and Sukhothai is favorite, because the way Sukhothai has been playing, especially at home, I know they did drop that game against BG Pathum, but man, they took care of Chiang Rai last week. They seem like a team that's playing with rhythm, playing with freedom, and just Suvarprom has done a phenomenal job with this side. Not a lot of grade A players, you know, lots of 25 or older players in this team. Lots of Thai names in this side who's not really featured in the national team. But hey, Bajo, Ibsen Melo, Myungjun Oh, the foreigners are gelling well together with Thais who've been veterans in this league. And they're facing a Buriram team that's really struggling a lot in terms of form. I know they just crushed Rayong, but they haven't looked that good. They haven't looked like the side that a lot of people are expecting them to be under Gama. How do you think this one will play out?
Definitely one of those games where any result wouldn't be surprising. A home win, an away win, or a draw. I think there's any possibility there. Buriram will have been boosted by that win over Rayong. I know it wasn't the toughest fixture, and you know other teams will hammer Rayong this season and already have. But I think the biggest problem Buriram possibly have is that there's again uncertainty about the future of some of their players leading up to the midpoint of the season. We've heard a lot of speculation about Šepović. I mean, he's started scoring. I think he's got 4 in his last 3 games. Mm-hmm. But there's speculation around that, you know, somebody might come in and replace him. I don't know if he's aware of that, or if that's something that people are talking about at the club. But that won't help. However, Superchoke got a goal. Superchai got a goal last time out. Those are the players they need to raise their game, because they haven't really come into form this season at all. With Šepović scoring as well, the confidence might be up a little bit, and Buriram might go there. I'm not just feeling that they're not underdogs as might be perceived otherwise. Sukhothai, as you said, I mean, last time they were very impressive against Chiang Rai United. Melo, if he's fit, he was injured last time out when he was in the act of scoring. If he's fit again, and Bajo obviously has been in outstanding form, they will cause a lot of problems for the Buriram defence, who haven't always looked that safe this season. So it's a real tough one to call. And as you said, it is interesting to see Buriram going there and possibly being slight underdogs.
Yeah.
So I might go for the draw in this one, because it's such a game where any outcome is possible.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go in and say it's going to be a draw. And I think possibly 2-2. I think there could be a few goals in this.
Yeah, I definitely see goals as well. Interesting fact as well, last year, both fixtures ended up in draws. So Buriram didn't beat Sukhothai. And in 2018, it was actually whoever was playing at home won. So, you know, in 2019 and 2018, we've seen now it's not really Buriram as dominant over Sukhothai. Maybe some matchup issues there. Maybe Sukhothai, you know, they're extra careful, extra defensive against them. But before that, obviously 17, 16, 15, and 14, before all that, Buriram won every single game. So maybe it's the last few years now, Sukhothai have figured something about Buriram that is helping them earn results. So yeah, interesting there. I'm going to actually go with an away win. I think Buriram, they have so much pressure on them that it's about time Gama delivers. You know, how much longer will Buriram be hovering around, you know, that 10th, 11th, 9th area? Because definitely this team needs to be able to finish in the top four come the end of the first leg. That's always been the target. And I don't see how anyone's going to allow that not to happen. So the pressure is there. There's so much more pressure on Buriram than Sukhothai. Sukhothai is overachieving, definitely, by a lot of people's standard. But Buriram, the pressure's on. I think they need to deliver in this one. I think they will. So I'm going to go with a 1-0, maybe a late header, a late free kick, something like that, that will earn the visitors the 3 points. So that's my pick there. Paul, now before we end the show, obviously there are other talking points around the league. You did want to mention about Tota One's first league game. He'll go away to Trat. Not an easy place to start off. How do you think Chu Bangkok will do?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that's going to be interesting to watch how Tota One reignites his career, because that's what he's got to do now. He's had two real misfires since he left Mungtong United. After those two great years with them, and then his third year ended quite badly, and then two really, really, really poor spells at Police Terror and Supanbury. And it's really damaged his reputation. Mm. And a lot of people rate him highly. And, you know, obviously when he's at Mungtong, he looked like a great prospect.
With Mungtong, he won, I think, over 70% of his games during the first 2 years there. And then since he's moved to Taro and Supan, it was like less than 30%. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, strange, because, I mean, that Champions League especially, I just thought I was so impressed with the way the team was organized, the way they pressed opposition. And obviously had players, strong players to work with at Mungtong. And the question is, can he get the best out of this Bangkok United squad, which is clearly talented, but clearly lacking in confidence at the moment and clearly underachieving? So the job, it's a big job for him. But I think he really needs, I mean, I think AFC Champions League qualification, they can probably put on the back burner. The goal is really to be as strong as possible, getting it up into the second leg of the season, stopping the rot, which has really seen them drop from first to ninth since the return after COVID. So his job is just to restore confidence, get a system in place, and start grinding results out and getting wins again. Because without that, I mean, they could drop into the relegation zone if he doesn't make a difference quickly.
Yeah, with Tota One, I've spoke to lots of people in the media, especially the Thai media, who's covered the national team at Changsik, obviously. And one very interesting thing they told me was that Tota One is a type of manager that goes very in depth with his tactics. Some players who don't have the football IQ level enough for the Thai league don't understand what he's talking about. The fact that this guy is almost one step ahead of lots of players in his team. And I think that might be the reason of the downfall at Taro and Supanbury. I'm not saying Taro and Supanbury players don't have high football IQ, but I'm just saying comparing the IQ of those group of players with the dream team squad at Mungtong, maybe he's that type of manager who needs to work with players that, you know, are at the caliber of the national team, have been around the game for a while. Maybe he doesn't fit youngsters or players at a grade B level. So that could explain the reason he struggled at those two teams. And with Chu Bangkok, I think it's a perfect setup for him. Lots of players who played in the national team before, lots of players who are currently playing in the national team. And you look at foreigners in the side, you got Hosa Guy, who's a true professional, Van der Luz, who's playing in Thai League for a while now, same as Everton. So I think this could work with him and Chu Bangkok. Like you said, it's going to be very hard to chase for that ACL spot. But I think this is the right man for the job at True Bangkok now. Someone who's, you know, very smart, very intelligent at what he does, and can bring a new dimension to this team. So there we have it. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining me in this episode. We'll see you again next week for our preview. Till next time,